I have a quick question for you. If I came to you and said, I will give you 10 million in your favorite currency, be it dollars or euros or whatever, if you'll take the smallest coin in that currency and then put those cents or, you know, on top of each other until you had 10 million, not 10 million coins, but, you know, 10 million in the currency. It might take you a year or two, but would you do it? If you were absolutely certain that I was going to give you the 10 million, most people actually would. They would put, you know, be most enthusiastic in the beginning, perhaps, when, you know, they would get up in the morning, put coins on top of each other, then go to work and then put more coins on top of each other while they were speaking on the phone with customers, then getting home, doing it again in front of the TV at night, you know, 2 or 3 hours, putting cents on top of each other. And then eventually, after 1, 2, 3 years, you would get the 10 million. Most people would do it. And why such a silly example story, Klaus? Well, if you put yourself in that situation and you imagine yourself being completely certain that you would get the 10 million, then most people would actually do it. And that's a really, really great experience to have, because when we then move that situation to guitar playing, then say, yeah, I would do that. But why is it then that most people actually, you know, they're very enthusiastic in the beginning, putting coins on top of each other, practicing guitar. Then at some point, they kind of lose the certainty that they will get the reward. So at some point, they begin to question, will I actually get that? Some people do it already on, you know, on day one, trying to play the first chord. Some people do it on, you know, on year two. It differs depending on the certainty and enthusiasm you have in the beginning. But what happens is, the second you lose the certainty that you will get the reward, then you start pulling back and not doing as much. So when we take that to guitar practicing, then if you are completely 1,000% certain that you will get the reward, and if you imagine the reward to be huge, then there's nothing that can stop you, really, except if certainty begins to wane. If you you don't get the results you want, you practice a lot and then you don't get there. So, like, you know, going on a journey and then looking at the map after 10 years, or 10 days, you're in the same place. You didn't progress towards your goal. Then of course you lose certainty that you'll get there. So it is crucial to have that certainty. And how do we create it? Well, I've been talking about that a little in other videos, but we do that by creating results. Results are everything. We need results, because results are really, you know, if you are on a journey, then the equivalent of results is moving towards your goal. And if you're not seeing any results, it's like, you know, you get the impression that you're staying in the same place. And of course, that's going to remove your certainty that you'll actually get there. So how do we create results? Well, instead of practicing a lot of little things in each area of guitar playing, you focus intensely on one thing at a time. And you don't even take just one thing at a time, because that would be, okay, I'm going to practice chords this week, and then I'm going to play these three songs, play the chords. That is not having focus. Having focus means taking two chords and then mastering them, so you get them up to the level where it's not possible to become any better for you at playing them. That's focus. And then you can take, you know, two other chords. And if it's alternate picking, you take three notes on one string and you practice those until you're so sick and tired of it that you just have to move on to something else. Focus means focusing on one thing for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month, 80% of your time on that, and then 20% of your time on other things, just not to get bored sick. And then you get those results by focus. Then you might go on to something else after that week or month. And then you focus intensely only on that. But you don't have practice sessions where you do a little here, a little there, like that. You can do that, of course, but you don't get results in that way. If that's what you prefer and you enjoy that, then of course that's the right thing for you. But if you're ambitious and you want to get somewhere fast, then you want to focus, because that's what gives you results. And then you want to have an intense practice schedule, instead of a little each day, and then you know, over time you have intensity, and then you don't do anything for a week or month, and then you have intensity again, where you practice all that you can, and then you might take a break again. So that's the key to getting results, and of course using the right methods, but we're working on that. So once you have that in place, what can really keep you back? Because if you are certain about that you can actually get there, because you're experiencing getting new results all the time, and the reward is really huge for you, you say, oh, it must be amazing to have that skill level, then you will be motivated and you will persist. But what we often do is that we underestimate the challenge. We simply underestimate the amount of repetitions we need to do to get it right. And we do the repetitions too fast and too quickly and too sloppy, so we don't really get the most out of our practice time. And so that's really the most common error. We think that to become better, I need to push myself all the time, but that really just slows you down. And so we can practice for months, achieving very little. So all these repetitions, but what we do is we look at the challenge and we don't even do it mentally. We don't put words to it. We just see the challenge. We see the skill level that we want. And then we just imagine kind of, well, if I practice like this, then it might take me, and it might even not be mental, just a kind of a feeling of what the challenge is like. You have to be very conscious of that process, because if you're not, you're just going to think that it's, you know, in software development, for instance, we always underestimate how long time stuff takes. Because, and everybody knows that even if you've been programming for 30 years and you know the ins and outs and all of that, you still have a tendency to underestimate how long time things take. So the first estimation that you make is then met by, oh, and then you have to double it, or you have to put, you know, three times on that time period I just had. You know, we get the intuitive answer first, and then we have to mentally go in and say, okay, but that's not really how long time it takes, because my brain intuitively is not looking at all the things that, you know, the challenges that come, the delays, it always looks at, it has a tendency to always look at it at the best case scenario. And if we do that when we practice guitar, what will happen is that we, you know, we get all enthusiastic and we embark on our mission and we start and we practice. And then once we get to that point where we thought we would have the reward or the results, it's not there. And so we get frustrated, and this is what happens often. The most common response to getting frustrated about our own ability to not really evaluate how long stuff takes, how long time you have to spend, is analysis. We start analyzing and say, okay, I must be doing it wrong. There must be something here that I'm not doing right. So let me see, is it my, I have, and you might even say, okay, I've been practicing now for a month trying to do this, but I still can't do it. So it can't really be practice, that's the problem, because I've been practicing insanely. So it must be something else. I must be doing it wrongly. And that might well be true. You might actually practice too fast, or you might actually use an ineffective method. You might practice too much at a time. You might try to, you know, play a whole solo or a whole riff that's just too much for you. And it's too many different elements that you have to practice all the time to have any focus and become any better fast at any single thing in there. So you might be right that you actually have to look at that. But what most often happens is that we over-focus on stuff like that. And we don't see that, hey, you're doing the right thing. You're practicing with control. You're not making mistakes. And you're relaxed. You don't have tension everywhere. And so you're doing the right things. Just keep on doing it. And perhaps you need some more intensity. Perhaps you need to, you know, take a Saturday or a Sunday once in a while and then practice for 8 hours while just watching stupid sitcoms and just doing the same shifts over and over again, or practicing the same fretboard freedom system, the same scales up and down over and over again. But because we often get to the point where we then say, okay, now I really should have made some progress, then we start analyzing, and that can get, we can get all, you know, caught up in that. And what then happens is that we get paralyzed because we can't seem to find the right way. And I've been guilty of that in the past as well. But then I found that, And I've been analyzing, and good things came out of that. But in the end, what I really needed to do was to sit down and then practice, controlled repetitions, whatever it is that I wanted, focusing on a little area first and then mastering that to complete perfection, then moving on. If I'd just done that and had total, no evaluation of whether or not I did the right thing, but I just had done that, I would have gone, I would have reached my goal 10 times faster, no doubt about it. It was all the trying to get there faster that worked against what I actually wanted to do. But so we get paralyzed because it becomes a mental process where we try to figure out what's the secret of doing this. What happens also is that we might experience periods where we really develop. So we start up, let's just say alternate picking again, because it's so common a thing that people struggle with. We make progress, right? We practice and we have this initial progress where we really get results from our actions. But then in any endeavor, whether you're juggling stuff in the air or you want to learn how to drive, we often experience that first jolt, that first those first results that are really juicy and we love them. And then we have that long period where because we're really ambitious. If you weren't that ambitious, you would just be fine with the first couple of results. Hey, I can play chords. Hey, I can play some soloing here in that blues scale or whatever. But my guess is that you're just a little bit more ambitious than that. And if you are, you have to really look at that and say, that means that that's an extra barrier for you. Getting to that level there will really take much more effort than the first kind of. So we practice, and we don't see the results we used to. But that's because we're really aiming for something that is so alien to the body. You know, playing like that, playing as fast as that, or mastering all those patterns on the fretboard is so much more complex than the first initial chords and, the two note per string pentatonic scale and just playing the first couple of licks. And from being able to do nothing to being able to do something, that's a big result, and we like that. But then once we reach for the stars, we are embarking on a journey that is much longer and requires many more repetitions than in the beginning, actually. So my advice to you is the following. Whenever you say, okay, whenever you get to the point and say, I must be doing something wrong, then refocus and say, okay, that might be true. But let me just, for the sake of it, double my effort here. I had this month where I practiced this and I practiced the fretboard freedom system and I got this far. Nah, not satisfied. Well, let me redouble my efforts and let's do double the next month. And if that doesn't work, let's double it again. Just, that kind of. Because in the face of losing certainty, you can choose to be certain and say, I will not go quietly into the night. I will not leave this challenge and say, well, that wasn't for me. No way. We all have that ability. And if you go there, every time you think that, oh, it's too hard, or I'm not getting the results I want, then just awaken that giant you have inside of you that, that you have access to, and then redouble your effort again and again and again. Because that's really what you need to create the certainty within you that you cannot get because you don't have the results, the outside results. So I really recommend that you build that ability and that you remember it. You can do it right now and say, okay, what am I going to do? You can decide right now, what am I going to do when I hit that wall again next time, when I get discouraged, when I thought I'd get the results and there's no results, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to say, okay, I did 200,000 repetitions the last month. Well, let's see if I can do 400,000. And again, going back to the first analogy, the first story about the pennies or the cents, then if I had that certainty, I would never stop putting those cents on top of each other. I wouldn't, come half the way and then go, I don't want to do that anymore. Most people wouldn't. Of course, it depends on how much money you have and where you are in your life, of course. But you would just put yourself there and say, okay, if I was certain I would get the result, I would just keep on putting those pennies, perfect repetitions, whether it be scales, picking techniques, just perfect repetitions, one scent on top of each other. Every time you do a perfect repetition and you do it with some intensity, meaning you don't do one repetition a day, but you do as many repetitions as you can, concentrated, and then you might take a long break, whatever, but you need that focus there. Every time you do that one repetition, you get a little better. It's just not, it's not that much, and very often we don't see the improvements we make because they're so slow. But you are guaranteed the result if you do it in that way. And I always use the analogy of brushing your teeth, because you never really forced that, did you? You never really said, okay, I'm going to learn how to brush my teeth very quickly. If you had, you would, of course, develop all sorts of aches and pains in your arm, and you wouldn't be as good at it as you are now, because you've just done it as good as you could with the focus of actually brushing the teeth. You didn't say, okay, I have to brush my teeth fast. You just say, brush my teeth. And here goes here, and then I need to do this, and I need to go there. And so you just focused on getting the job done. That's the same thing as saying, okay, I have all the time in the world. I'm going to learn these scales, these patterns. Take two at a time, master them completely, as we talked about. Or I'm going to do the year training, or I'm going to do the rhythm training, and just start with the first table, work my way through that just over and over again, over and over again, perfectly hitting every beat, and then eventually you get to the point where you master it completely by focus, repetition, and intensity in your practice schedule. So once you get frustrated, return to those basics, return to focus on that, and then be very aware of your brain's inability to actually tell you how long stuff is going to take, because it almost always isn't right. And if you double it or even triple or quadruple it, then you're more accurate if you do nothing. So it's another little story. If you had not a pleasant story perhaps, but if you had to beat an army, if you knew that, okay, you're facing this army of 100,000 men, and you have unlimited resources, but of course, if you use resources in that battle, you have to take them from another battle or another part of the kingdom. So how many men, if you knew that your life was on the stake, how many men would you deploy in that battle? Would you say 100,000? Because that's what we do. We say, okay, it'll probably take me this, although we might not think about it mentally, as I said, but okay, this is about the effort I have to use, yes. And then we take the 100,000 men and put into battle. Or would you take 110 just to be sure? No, you wouldn't. If your life depended upon it, you wouldn't put 100,000 peasants with pitchforks and shovels. You would have well-trained soldiers, and you would have 200,000 or 300,000 of them if you knew your life depended upon it, because you don't really know the challenge. You don't know what weapons they have, a very military violent analogy here, but whatever. You wouldn't know the equipment they had, or, you know, the strategy. So you would make sure that you would actually be able to beat the enemy. Well, take that to guitar practicing. If this is important to you, if you really believe that, oh, it would be so awesome to have these skills, then would you just, you know, come dabbling in and say, okay, I probably have to practice like this for blah, 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 like that. And then you get to the end of your little plan, whether it be conscious or unconscious, and then you get frustrated. So would you ever do that if your life depended upon it? No, you would put pennies on top of each other in the morning, at work, when you got home. You would do it every single moment you had the chance to do it, you would do it. And you would really evaluate on the basis of, how can I guarantee that I'll get my result? How can I be absolutely sure that I'll get my result? What does that mean? And then that's the question I want to leave you with. What would you do if you had to make sure that you had to get to the skill level you want in, let's say, 1 year, 2 years, whatever fits you, whatever you think would be a juicy goal? And then really focus on that goal for a minute and say, okay, what does that skill level mean to me? It means being able to play like him, period. I want to play like him, whatever that is, or whatever, whoever that is. And then once you have that goal, you say, okay, how can I guarantee that I'll get there? Instead, oh, what does it might take to get there? That's really it. And then redouble your efforts and make sure you get there, because there's passion in that. There's enthusiasm in that. Then you have a plan that you are certain that will work. And then you're also able to, you know, go into the letdowns and the disappointments with, because you know that you have a plan that works. So instead of analyzing till you get green in your head about what might be the problem here, then redouble your effort, make a plan that you're sure, absolutely sure, that will work. Just imagine that somebody would kill you if you didn't get to that skill level, and then see what, just go into that, says you, okay, someone will put a gun to my head, and okay, how do I make sure with the work I have, the job I have, with the school I have to attend, whatever, with the family I have, how would I do that? What if it was possible? How would I really make sure that that was actually 1000% sure that I would achieve that skill level? And then look at that, and then put pennies on top of each other all day, whenever you have the chance. Those were the words. I hope that was valuable to you. I'll see you in the next strategy video here. Bye.